Thousands of Haitians who lost their homes in Saturday's earthquake have been getting pummeled today by rain and winds from Tropical Storm Grace. The storm crossed directly over the quake-ravaged south of the country last night, and this is adding to the suffering and hampering efforts to get relief supplies into the area. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from outside the city of Lekai.
For the first two nights after the earthquake, many residents here in the town of Coteau slept in the main street. 57-year-old Ketli Rossier is one of them.
We cannot stay inside because all the houses have been cracked and we are very afraid and we go outside.
But then yesterday afternoon, rains from Tropical Depression Grace pounded the area. Fierce winds whipped the palm trees from side to side and tore at tin roofs as the weather system intensified into a tropical storm. Rossier and several of her neighbors took shelter in a house that had minimal damage from the quake. She says the situation here now is worse than when Hurricane Matthew struck as a Category 4 hurricane in 2016. At least then, people's homes hadn't all just been damaged by an earthquake. Rossier is so terrified to go inside her house that she's moved her kitchen to a tin shack outside.
She's got a small charcoal stove. It's not even a stove. It's a grill to cook on. And she's got pots and pans here on the floor. A chopping block over here. Yeah, it's very, very basic.
Rossier says she hopes to repair her house so she can at least move back in, but she doesn't know how she's going to pay to do that.
I don't know what's going to happen. And every night I have to go to the house of my friend to sleep. She already has so much people inside the room. I don't know how many days I will be in this situation.
This situation is playing out throughout this part of Haiti right now. UNICEF estimates that more than 84,000 houses were damaged or destroyed in the quake, and 1.2 million Haitians have been affected by the disaster. Near an outdoor market in Lekai, hundreds of people were erecting makeshift shelters yesterday ahead of the arrival of the storm. Nocile Smile, a father of seven, was building a shelter out of strips of plastic sheeting he'd gathered. He was lashing the plastic to a frame of wooden sticks with wire from the remnants of a steel-belted radial tire.
And in terms of food, you just got a bowl of rice with a lot of flies buzzing around it. Does he have more food than that, or?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a plus manger que ça qu'il a?
Non, c'est ça nous dégage. Seulement ça nous dégage.
It's all that I have.
Images taken today of the field where Smile was setting up camp show the settlement destroyed, the ground a flooded, muddy mess, shelters shredded by the wind. The storm didn't just upend people's lives again here. It also forced many aid agencies to suspend operations and delay shipments of relief supplies into the region.
Yeah, the situation is really bad. People are suffering. They've lost their houses. Hospitals are overwhelmed.
That's Akeem Kakonda, the head of Catholic Relief Services in Haiti.
Rain is still falling, so we really need tarps and tents so that people can be protected from the rain and from the sun.
Aid agencies are mobilizing what's expected to be a massive relief operation, but so far very little of that aid has actually arrived. As of this morning, Kakonda said Catholic Relief Services had only been able to help about 200 families. Kakonda says efforts to get supplies into the area have been hampered by blocked roads, bureaucratic hurdles, and now Tropical Storm Grace. One bit of good news is that rains are expected to stop for the next couple of days, allowing people to dry out and for aid groups to ramp up their operations. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Southern Haiti.